Dude, what the fuck is that fucking music? Can you hear it? Hi, can you hear the music? There was music earlier. Oh my god. Dude, I'm the only one fucking awake in my house right now. I'm the only one awake in my house right now. And it's like 12 a.m. here. It's fucking 12 a.m. And I don't wanna wake up the people in my house. You guys hear music? I can't hear the music anymore. I heard it when I was muted, but I don't hear it anymore. Yeah, I'm fucking alive. The YouTube thumbnail isn't even updated yet. Oh yeah, what was I gonna say again? I was supposed to have a cover release this month. I even animated some parts for it. I mean, it's not too few. It's not too few. But it's like no, 60% done the animation. Except I think Elaine. I'm too embarrassed to ask Elaine for the mixing update because I know she's been through a lot. Like you guys know, I've been on hiatus because I was busy with family, right? But I know that Elaine's been on hiatus because of like health issues, and I don't wanna I don't wanna like bother her for that. And it's kind of like kapal naman. It's embarrassing. But don't worry, I'm also having a scheduled cover coming on. Like, there's a definite date for the next one. So yeah, I'm working on two covers. Nice. Cool. Sorry if my, oh yeah, my priorities, goddamn it. Give me a bit. I haven't talked to you guys in a long while. How are you guys doing? I'm actually scared to hear how you guys are doing, because you guys are gonna be like, oh, Virgil, I was already about to the rope, Virgil, the rope. I was about to take it already. Can someone else mix it? I don't really know much about mixers, and Elaine was the one that volunteered, so I'd feel bad taking another mixer, if that makes sense. Oh yeah, I think someone mentioned you were making a cover. It was Elaine. I've been forced to take the meds. Okay, so maybe I should announce this to you guys first, since you guys were nice enough to attend the Copium Twitter space. Rest in peace to those that did not see the notification on time. I'll be back in the Philippines around the 25th, and for sure I'll be streaming by then because I really have to stream, or else I'll freaking how I see this, or else I'll have to take responsibility for some of my vigilantes debts, and I don't wanna be held responsible, so I'll have to come back. Don't worry, I made sure that Gira. Oh yeah, I have so much shit to say about Gira because like I couldn't talk about them because I wasn't streaming anymore. Right? I'm on hiatus. I'm on hiatus. So I wanted to say some shit about Gira that some of you guys probably know, but I'm gonna talk about. No, I'm not going home tomorrow. Did I say tomorrow? Shut up. No, I'm going back to the Philippines on February 25. I'm going back to the Philippines on February 25, and I'll be streaming for sure. Not on the 25th though. I'll be back in the Philippines on the 25th, and then maybe I can like, that's when I'll make my schedule for sure, for sure. If not, you guys can what can you guys do if I don't fulfill my promise? Nothing. You guys can't do anything. What are you gonna do? Cry. Nah, but I don't want you guys to take the rope. So I'll have to come back. Yeah. No Batsu game. The Batsu game is me like landing in jail because I have indirectly committed murder. So what was I gonna talk about? All right, let's talk about Gale first because I want to talk about the stuff that's happening in the state center, which is all good. It's all good. Don't worry about it. I'm fine. So first of all. You know, like, I had, like, some of my friends come to me and be like, Virgil, what the fuck's wrong with your CEO? How come he makes Cometa look like a sketchy company with all his selfies on girls' boobs? And I was like, hey, I'll write his birthday. But his birthday is already finished, so I can be mean to him again. So yeah, like, the first time he took a picture with Staff-chan, I was like, is this post really necessary? Like, this is kind of like Kumar bait, but like in a different way. That was my first impression of him too, lol. Well, isn't that still your impression of him? I mean, you tagged the relevant page when he first posted the first time. What do you mean? I didn't even tag anything. I can't even use Facebook, bro. I didn't tag anything. I just referenced the page. But yeah, so the first picture, I was like, is a picture of her boobs really that necessary? I mean, like, taking pictures of your employees' boobs is kind of, like, weird. I don't know. When you're rich, they let you get away with it. When you're cute, they let you get away with it. Nah, they kind of like... In some cases, you do get punished if you're cute enough. You know? So yeah, the first time I was like, is it really necessary to take a picture of her boobs? But I don't know. Okay. The second time, it's a picture of him resting his head on Staff-chan's boobs. And I was like... Okay, what the fuck? That's is that really necessary? And then the third time, I don't even know if that's Staff-chan, but you know how like Staff-chan always has like an Evangelion shirt on her. So I'm assuming it's Staff-chan. He's resting his head on her boobs again. Like what the hell? That's so. it's like trying to bait teenage boys. The third time is the latest one. It makes me think Staff-chan could be a dude with big boob cosplay. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either. His new personal assistant. Didn't you see something like Staff-chan has G cups? Quite odd that it's the talent bonking the CEO on the head. Yeah, exactly. Cause like, sir, you know enough about idol culture, like. What, just because you're not an idol means you can act more improper than us? Right? like, if I rested my head on a guy's chest, everybody, like, he would get mad. Gira would get mad. He was gonna be like, oh, Virgil, you can't do that. Well, it's embarrassing when you do it, Gira. It's equally embarrassing if you do it. I wonder if, for the staff auditions, he asked for their breast size. The talent reflects... Oh, don't blame this on me right now. I have more morals than my CEO. I mean, it's really... Come on. What do you mean? He's older than me. You can't do him like that. Man, I've been gone for a long time. I'm pretty sure some of you guys are like, why is Virgil not, like, fangirling about Rasputin in Fate Grand Order. Ooh. Well, I was, but it wasn't on Twitter. Did he ask yours? No, because I'm not staff. I said, I wonder if for the staff auditions, right? Like staff-chan. No, what you guys are taking my words out of context. I'm gonna get in trouble because of you guys. For the additions, he asked for special accents. Yeah, for the staffs. For legal reasons, despite whatever Gira does. This is a joke. This is a joke. Made in Abyss new season. Isn't it like an OVA or something? Oh, I watched the Prushka one, but isn't like it's not a new season, right? It's like a special. I don't know. I haven't watched it yet though. I haven't watched it because me and my friends were like, hey, let's watch it all together. So I'm like, okay, I'll wait. Yeah, how do you guys feel that my first Twitter space in a long while is me slandering Gira? The OVA is out? I don't think it's out. I think he meant the trailer. I think he meant the trailer. Anyway, so here comes Leo. Okay, not Gira slander part, more of like my personal life right now. It's been doing fine. So I'm gonna be staying in the States till the 25th. And, you know, I'm not really a family person. And I don't really meet my siblings in the States that much. Because, you know, I don't really go here that much. I go here every 2 years. So, I met my relatives and there was still some awkwardness. But it quickly alleviated, you know. A lot of my cousins are actually pretty well-mannered, but they're not, like, snobby. They're just, like, they're proper people. they're normies. They're normies. And, I had to, like, you know, hold myself back in the family reunion. You know, I can't be too crazy. I need to be, like, oh, yeah. You know, I just tried to be normal, too. So, it was hard. But, you know, when we were about to leave the family reunion, I told my older cousin, and this cousin raised me ever since I was a baby, and now I don't meet him that much anymore. He's like 12 years, no, he's, how old is he? He's 29. So, he raised me, and I don't meet him that much anymore, but like, during the family reunion, I passively said I drank. And the funny part is, the moment me and that cousin, like A, let's call him A, the moment I left, A was with me, and then he was like, "Tarainom, hey, let's go drink." And they're like, "Hell yeah, let's go drink." So he drove me. Yeah, they know memes, you know. But like, they're more of like Minecraft people. So I still had to like not be that weird. So A brought me to a bar in New York City. And this was like 9 PM. And I don't really go out that much in the States. Mostly because I don't know how to commute in the States. So I never been to a bar in New York City. But the moment I got there, it was freaking wild. Like, I kind of feel like becoming a Neep again. So, we went to the bar in New York City. And yes, I did bring my ID. Otherwise, they won't let me drink. And the moment we sat, like, we ordered our drinks, this woman with a guy asked us, "So where are you two from?" And then I'm like, "Oh, I'm from the Philippines." And then she's like, "Oh, the Philippines. Oh, it's crazy here in New York City, huh?" I'm like, "Yeah." And then like I was like shaking because I didn't expect somebody would freaking talk to me, right? So I just passively said like I'm surprised you guys talk to me because like in the Philippines, strangers don't really talk to each other. And then she this woman really said, "Oh, well, you have to get used to it because you're a really cute person. You're a really cute girl, so you better get used to it." I'm like, "What?" I don't really remember much because I was starting to get drunk, right? It was a girl. It was a girl. It was a woman. She was like 34. I remember her age. She was 34 years old. She said her age. And so I started drinking a lot, but I didn't get drunk. Maybe because my alcohol tolerance is high at this point. So like the woman and the guy she was with and my cousin were all really impressed by me. Except my cousin wanted to leave already because like the woman was like feeling him up. The woman was feeling my cousin up and he was like, "Hey Rachel, do you wanna go now? Your mom's probably worried about you." I'm like, yeah, we can go. Because she was feeling him up, and like my cousin, someone called my cousin on his phone, right? It was a guy, and that woman was like, "Hey, can I answer this?" And my cousin was like, "Yeah, sure." And the woman answered the phone, right? It was a video call, and then she started like slipping the phone under her shirt and then like showing her. Her boobs, and then I was like, "What the fuck, bro? What the And then she started like hugging my cousin, and she started like whispering to him, and then feeling him up, and then my cousin just he kept glancing at me. I don't really hang out with my cousins that much anymore. And this is how our first real bonding went. USA, 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 New York is freaking wild. I didn't expect it to actually be like that. So yeah, when my cousin was like, "Hey, Rachel, we should probably go because your mom." Yeah, her mom is like really strict, which she's actually not. My cousin had to make an excuse. My little cousin, her mom's really strict, so I have to take her home and I can't drink that much. So, okay, bye. Yeah, okay, bye. Yeah, he was glancing at me panically, and then like I was looking at like the guy beside me, right? Like the guy the girl was with, and then he was like shrugging at me. I was like, "Bro, how am I supposed to save my cousin?" Oh my God, cousins just like us. Oh, shut up! A 34-year-old woman wouldn't even go 10 feet near you. Yeah, it was on the bar counter. It was in the bar counter. Wow, this is just like Valhalla. Just run. I'm not gonna ditch my cousin like that, bro. I felt so bad for him. That means she does that all the time. Oh yeah, she did actually say something like that, though. She did introduce herself by talking about her relationship problems. So she was like, "Oh, I just came out of an 8-year relationship, and like my problem is that I don't like commitment. I hate commitment. Like I'm the biggest slut of New York." That's what she said. And I was like, I wasn't used to it, because if you said something like that in the Philippines, you're going to be looked down on. So I didn't know how to react to that. I was just like, wow, New York wild. But my grandma told me I was a handsome boy. Your cousin isn't into cougars, eh? Oh, the thing is, my cousin, We started listening to freaking Ryan Gosling music, like Nightcall in his car. He has a really nice car. I just don't know what it is because despite all the vigilantes that draw me with the car, I don't really know much about cars. We were listening to Nightcall, like Ryan Gosling single male music, and then he started opening up to me, and he was like, "Hey, Virgil, there's this girl I'm talking to, but she ghosted me. But whenever I talk to her, she sounds very interested, but she never talks to me first. And she always cancels my plan of meeting up with her. And I'm like, oh, maybe she's just shy." And then he was like, "Yeah, maybe, but like I feel bad because I look at Bumble and I see her on Bumble, and then she says that she doesn't know what she wants in her like dating preference." And then I was like, "Wait, wait, wait! The girl you're dating is on Bumble. It's on a fucking dating app, and you're still with her. What is with Americans, bro? What's with Americans?" Tell me, Mitch, boy, to avoid that woman, though. You're never going to the States. Maybe she's a he. No, he met her in real life. Cousin got felt up by a cougar once and started blasting Ryan Gosling. No, this is before we saw the cougar. After that, after the cougar, though, he was way worse. After the cougar, he was way worse. Like, the music he was playing, I was like, "Hey, these lyrics are you okay? Hey, I have relatives in LA." Oh shit. Well, I'm pretty sure this woman bar hops, so you're going to have to like avoid the gacha, you know, like win the gacha and not meet her. What else? Oh yeah. I also hanged out with my younger cousin named Jay. And he has a baby brother named J2. Right? And, oh my god, Jay is so cute. He's like 12 years old, and he's really attached to me. He always invites me to play games with him, but he was like with a 15-year-old friend. And this 15-year-old friend tried to flirt with me. He tried to flirt with me. I was so fucking pissed off. I was, like, because, like, he was like, "So, Jay, who's the girl you're with right now?" And then, Jay was dumb and said, "Oh, she's my aunt." I'm not his aunt, by the way. He's literally my dad's brother's son. So that makes me that makes me his cousin. I don't know why he called me his aunt. And then he was like, "Oh, how old is your aunt?" And then he said my age, right? And then he was like, "That's your aunt? Dude, I'm 15. Can you ask your aunt if I can be your uncle?" And then I was like, "Wait, what?" "Hey, Jay, can I be your uncle then, if she's that young?" And I'm like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 what the fuck, man? I didn't expect to be." Ew. Gross. He made me feel old too. Hi, Elaine. Hi, Elaine. Yeah, that's a younger cousin that learned how to draw, by the way. What did I come into? Girl, the stuff I was talking about earlier was way worse. But like, this 15-year-old kid that's like a friend of my cousin was flirting with me. He was trying to hit on me. He didn't have no rizz. He made me feel old. Show the killer Virgil. Ew! America's wild. Yeah, it's so freaking wild. Some 34-year-old woman tried to feel up my 29-year-old cousin, bro. Oh my god. But yeah, what else? Oh yeah, so J2 liked me a lot. Like, the baby cousin I have. He's so cute. He's so adorable. So at first, he was very, very shy. Like, he would look away from me. And he's like, "Eh." And then look away from me. And then he eventually started warming up, right? So now he always wants to be carried by me. Like, if my uncle is, like, carrying him, J2, when he sees me, he starts like reaching out his arms to me so that I carry him. He's so cute. He always wants to be carried by me. And there was this one time my grandpa like made him cry, and he started crying really hard, and then he started like reaching out to me. So cute. Baby cousins are so cute. I want a baby of my own now. Wait, be right back. I'm gonna go get water. I need water. I need water. Be right back. Okay, I'm back. I have water with me now. I have to be extra quiet because someone lives right below me. Don't worry, I'm in like the second floor. Someone lives right below me, and he looks like a scary guy, so I don't want to like provoke him or anything. Keep your fantasies away from me. Yeah, 30 plus year old women are like crazy. Are you sick? Why do you have sniffles? No, it's just really cold here. Like, I haven't turned on the AC ever since I got here. It's, like, super cold. You're in an apartment? It's like a house apartment. It's a house. Right? It's a normal house. But there's a guy living beneath my bedroom. No, assert dominance. Let them know. Let them know who's boss. Dude, I don't want to mess with him. And then my mom's gonna, like, scold me. She's gonna be like, Virgil, you need to keep your voice down. No, it's not 4 a.m. It's 12 a.m. 12:37. I am 13 hours behind you guys. So you guys are in the future right now. A townhouse? Oh, I don't know what they're called. It's just a regular house, except somebody lives in like another room, you know? Go down and ask them if they watch anime. The thing is, I looked at the guy's room, right? Because my mom introduced me to him. And he was like, oh, you're such a cute girl. She's adorable. Oh, your child's adorable. And then I looked at his room and it was full of like pirate stuff. Like actual pirate stuff. And I was like, okay, what's this guy's aesthetic? Is he an actual sailor? You should challenge your mom to a children's cards game. Why? American neighbors are built different. They will call the cops on your ass if you make a noise over 5 decibels. Right! Right, I don't want to get arrested. If it was people in armor, though, maybe there can be exceptions. So he likes booties. Yeah. Us. Try talking like Sancho, maybe he knows. Kamitama. I don't want to talk like Sancho to him. God, I'd rather not. Oh yeah, I was like laughing. I don't know if this is mean to say, but I keep laughing at my older cousin. Like, this is a woman. Her name, let's call her C, yeah, C. Let's call her C. I kept laughing at her accent, like her voice, not her accent, her voice. She sounds like Orla. She sounds like Orla. She really sounds like Orla. She really sounds like Orla Gankian or something. Like, oh my God, Virgil, it's been a long time since I've seen you. Like she sounds like that. Like she prolongs her words so much. She sounds like, yes, Queen. Thanks for being a member for 10 months, Lenny. Yeah, it's been 10 months. Me and the state trooper sending me to a federal prison have faces. OMG, take me down. Me when they tell me to face the wall. Yeah, she was like, oh my God, Virgil, look at my son. He's so cute. He's like 9 months old. I was like, yeah. And I was like, no, she sounds like Orla. I can't, it keeps her in my head. She sounds like Orla. She sounds like Orla. She sounds like Orla. Every valley girl with a deep voice sounds like Orla to me now. She's also pretty old, so there's that. Yes, queen. Oh, so me and my cousin, so we were like five. Yeah, we were five people. It was me, Jay, two siblings, female siblings. One is 18, one is 12. The 18-year-old is V. The 12-year-old is V2, and S. It was the youngest one was S. He's like 10 years old. V made us watch this Korean couple real show, realism show. I don't know what you call it. The ones that are obviously scripted, you know, half fake, half real kind of stuff. The realistic shows? What do you call it? It's like Pinoy Big Brother or Survivor, but it was like couples. It's called, yeah, reality show. It was Singles Inferno, if I recall. So she made us watch it, and I was like, I kind of don't want to watch couples, you know. I kind of don't want to watch couples. But I watched anyway because it was like on the TV. But literally, all we did was just make fun of the guys' faces. And like, every time this guy shows up on screen, V2, like the younger sister, she's 12 years old, she'd be like, ew! Every time a new guy shows up, she's like, ew! 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 And then, like, this guy that actually looks good, like I thought he was pretty handsome, showed up and she was like, ew, what's wrong with his face? And she was like so hyper fixated on this guy because she said he looked like a lizard, but you know she was like hyper focused on him. It's like she had like this hate crush on him. So I was like, hey, are you sure that you don't like this guy? You seem to be really fixated on that. I don't think I want to be to too. Yeah, like every time she sees a guy, ew, ew. Oh my God, kids, I swear. Maybe she was Sundara. Yeah, for that lizard guy, she was most likely Sundara. She was most likely freaking. Oh, I didn't like this guy at first, but now I like him. That show was pretty funny, by the way, because it was like so stupid. Like, so there was like two girls and a guy, right? And they were hanging out, and then one of the girl A, is like, "Oh, ouch, ow!" And then she like touched her foot, "Ow!" And then like, of course, the guy was like, "Are you okay?" And then like, girl two, who also likes the guy, was like looking, right? And then girl A was like, I think I got a splinter. And then the boy was like, oh, let me check it. Let me check it. And then like he started feeling up her foot, and then like girl B was like just watching. I felt bad for her because like this bitch, this bitch girl A did it on purpose. She was like, "Oh, I got a splinter. Oh, I can't walk. Oh, like girl, you literally just walked for like 5 seconds and now you have a splinter." So the guy started touching her foot a bit, and he literally just placed like his finger on it, and the splinter magically came out. And she was like, "Wow, you're so good. You just touched my foot and it came off already. Wow, you're so amazing. I can't walk, so can you carry me?" And then girl two was like, "See, wow, you got." I think I got a snake bite. You suck the venom out. Now my vigilantes would actually say that. You guys would actually say that. I got invested in that. I lived for the drama I was watching there. The drama was insane, bro. Like the girl was like staring daggers at girl A. Like she knew she was doing it on purpose. Oh yeah, what else? On Wednesday, so it's Tuesday here right now, so tomorrow Tuesday 12:45 a.m. on Wednesday I'm gonna go out with all my cousins to New York. No parents allowed, just me and my cousins. We're going to New York and I'm going to stay away from the bars. Hey, Virgilantes, I get a snake bite. Look, okay, I just came back. I don't want to see you guys making out in my chat right now. Huh, the baby fever's unreal, Rose. Like, why does my baby cousin have to be so cute? He's 1 year old. He's adorable. He's so cute. And he keeps making the same noises I make. He talks like that. He's a hyper baby. I want a baby now. How did I eat pizza? How did you know I had pizza for dinner? Restalking me again, huh? The moment I flew over Australia, did you like track me? Go visit the Walmart. Here's the thing. My parents, they go out to work every day, like, you know, weekdays. And the moment I wake up, I'm alone and I don't know how to commute, so I can't go to Walmart. Oh yeah, the funny thing about this is that last time I told my friends about me being home alone most of the time, they were like, "Oh my god, Virgil, that's so scandalous. Don't you have like a buff housemate that lives under your house, like under your bedroom, like in the room under your bedroom?" I was like, "Dude, what the fuck are you talking about? Can you stop reading like weird shit and projecting it onto me?" Like, "Oh my god, Virgil, so when your family's out, you go meet up the guy in your house." I'm like, "You're fucking stupid. I hate you." So how many you want? I had 3 pizza slices. Walmart is where all the real weird people live at. I wanna see weird people, but not maybe the horny people kind of weird. I don't wanna see any more women shoving up phones up their tits that aren't even theirs. Please do a karaoke stream from a Walmart bathroom. The acoustics are legendary. Is that a normal thing in Walmart? Because people told me a lot of people, like a lot of weird people are at Walmart. So is that a common happening there? How many pieces? How many you want? Oh, I want 5. He's not a housemate. He's just a guy. What else can I, I don't really have any places in mind. Like, the last time I went there, I already went to, like, a lot of places I wanted to go to. I used to go to Walmart and people watch. Why? That's so sad. Lomer in town is incredibly sketch. Dude, what the hell is Walmart? You make it sound like it's like Florida. It's like portable Florida. It's like local Florida. He lives under my bed. Wake up. So there's a robot strip club in Las. Okay, you guys have to stop telling me this shit, okay? Even my friends tell me there's a robot strip club in Las Vegas. How about going to a firing range? The last time I asked my parents if I could go to a firing range, they were like, no, Virgil, you can't go to a firing range because they're going to redlist you and then think that you're going to be a potential shooter. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? I think I already talked about this. Oh yeah, my mom did a prank on me. Cause you know how the Steam Deck is only you can only order the Steam Deck in certain countries, so I took my opportunity and asked for a Steam Deck. So my dad was like, okay, we can get you a Steam Deck, I'll pay for it. And I was like, No, I'll pay for it. And then my dad was like, No, I'll pay for it. And then I was like, oh, okay, you'll pay for it, but don't tell mommy because she's gonna get mad. And, like, in the family table later, my mom was like, hey, do you wanna go to Kinokuniya bookstore? Like, it's like this anime bookstore with a bunch of stuff. And I was like, no, not really. I don't really feel like it. And then my dad was like, oh, she doesn't wanna go to the bookstore because she already had something in mind. And then my mom stared at me and was like, what is it? What do you want, Virgil? And I was like, sweating. I was like, Dad, you slipped up. You freaking slipped up, Dad. And he was like, oh, she wanted like this gadget. And then my mom was like, how much is it? And then he was like, $650. And my mom was like, Virgil, you can't have that. If you want it, you're going to have to pay for it on your own. And then I'm like, okay, Mom. But, and then she was like, no. You pay for it on your own. Like, she was really insistent that I was trying to do, like, puppy eyes and all that stuff. And, so I gave up and ordered the Steam Deck, right? And the next, no. 5 days later, or 4 days later, it was before my Steam Deck arrived. My mom asked me if the Steam Deck was arriving, and I was like, yeah, I think it is. And then she's like, oh, by the way, Virgil, I pranked you. We're actually going to pay for it, so we already sent the money in your bank to cover it. Hee hee. Like, she was already scolding me for, like, accepting my dad's offer, right? So I was like, oh, okay, that's nice then. I mean, I guess it was predictable, but, you know, she's kind of stingy sometimes. Virgil, pretend crying only works on us. I don't really know what I want from you guys right now, so never mind. Maybe I can save the crocodile tears for another day. I got the Mesagaki jeans from her. And no, you guys can't meet my mom. Fuck off. She is a married woman. I want a baby now. But yeah, I haven't been here for a while yet. So there's not much stories. I just wanted to give you guys some updates. I know it might be underwhelming, but you know, it's better than nothing. It's better than nothing. Also, if you're curious, I turned my Steam Deck into a VN machine, but I'm pretty sure some of you guys aren't even surprised about that. So I managed to get Project Omineko working. Yeah, I know one of you guys is like, no, you need to play the original sprites. But I managed to get it working. So that's something. And Monster Hunter runs well in it. What else runs well in it? Yakuza runs well in it. The end machine. I turned it into a visual novel machine. I only use it to read visual novels. So how about a Hyan? I don't know. I don't really want to buy it because it's too big. And it's a Cintiq, by the way. It's a Cintiq 24 Pro. What's the startup video you said? What do you mean startup video? There's a startup video in the Steam Deck. You guys want to hear it? Oh my god, this sad. It's for Filipinos, it's freaking 1:55 p.m. right there, right now, right? You can do that? I didn't know you can do that. I wonder how. Is it hard? I wanted to, because you never use Linux, right? And now the open source bros are gonna be like, no, you need to use Linux. But I don't use Linux. But I wanted to put NeoFetch, but apparently it's impossible to do unless you risk breaking your Steam Deck, which I don't really want to do. Anyway, what was I supposed to do here? Yeah, I'm listening to myself. No, not Neopets. NeoFetch. Freaking boomer. I made a PC and put Linux on it. I only wanna put Linux in my PC or laptop when I get a new one. And then I'll make the older system Linux. But for now, I only have like one computer and one laptop. It's still fixable, to be honest, if you know what to do. Well, I don't really use Linux, so I don't want to freaking risk it just for the aesthetics. Right? I literally turned off the RGB lights in my freaking computer because it was like hurting my eyes. Oh yeah. One thing I've been obsessing about is that I rewatched Bacano and I was like, bro, I'm obsessed again. I'm obsessed with Bacano again. You guys should watch, it's so good. You guys should freaking watch Bacano. I also watched this movie called Pearl. It was really good. A good slasher movie. I liked it. But you guys should watch Bacano. You guys should watch Bacano. Watch Bacano right now. Watch Bacano right now. Watch Bacano right now. Watch Bacano right now. What about Temple OS? I wonder if you can actually put Temple OS in the Steam Deck. And then I can play Bible games on it. Sorry, it's my wait, you haven't watched Bacano yet? Are you serious? Are you serious? You haven't watched Bacano yet? You're like one of the people I expected to have watched Bacano. I watched Beating the Beast Season 2 and was disappointed that, you can't really beat the Bondred arc, huh? It's really hard to one-up Bondred's arc, I get you. I like Fapodat though, so. And I like Mazokian. No, I'm not gonna buy the Cintiq Pro, it's too big. And I also bought a Steam Deck. And also, I don't know how to bring it back to the Philippines. I haven't watched Bocchi and Witch of Mercury yet. You love the teeth pair? Oh, guess who my favorite character is? If you watch Bacano, it's a guy. If you watch Bacano, you probably know who I like there. binge watch Made in Abyss. It's like watching a movie, right? It's so good, so immersive. I only watched episode one so far, then move on with Bocchi and see which one came out. Well, continue watching Bakano. New Gundam is really good. They almost go full Yuri. Oh, don't spoil me. Don't spoil me. No, I've seen some spoilers about it. I just don't get it, though. I don't get the spoilers. I see blood. That's one thing. I see blood and, like, a girl screaming. But that's basically it. But don't spoil it, okay? What's Paripikome? Oh, Chiki Chiki Bam Bam. I wanna watch Do It Yourself too. Bakano dub or some, I don't know. Okay. What's the name of Nishitani's voice actor again? He's the one that voices my favorite character in Bakano, which is funny because which is funny because they act similar. Nishitani's voice actor. So my favorite Yowza character's voice actor voiced my favorite character in Vacano in the sub, but the dub is really good too. The dub reminds me of Cowboy Beep Boop. Watch Vacano dub if you like Cowboy Beep Boop, I guess, because it's pretty similar. I like the sub because Nishitani's voice actor voice my favorite character. You'll know him when you see him. You'll know him when you see him. The moment you see him, you're probably gonna be like, yeah, that's Rizzo's favorite character. For sure. For sure. For real, for real. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know, my taste in men is pretty erratic. Just know that he's pretty deranged too. He's crazy. He's silly. I watched her say, okay, makes sense. There you go. There you go. Huh. I haven't. Leorio. That's from Hunter Hunter, right? Hunter times Hunter? I haven't watched Hunter times Hunter. I really like Nishitani's voice actor. I miss him. Come back. One of my favorite voice actors. Along with Toshiyuki Morikawa and I forgot Kiri's voice actor. Did you guys miss the? There you go. There you go. There you go. Let me look at my Twitter actually. Oh my god, Rumi told me she loves me in DMs. She just said, I love you. I hope you're doing good in America. I love you too. Hunter times Hunter. Hunter times Hunter. Let me look at Twitter real quick. Real quickie. Real kicky. Bam bam. Achihi bam bam. Oh, you guys should watch this slasher movie. I watched it earlier. It's called Pearl. It came out in 2022. And it's about this farm girl that wants to escape the farm life and become a star. Chase her dreams. You know? It's really good. You guys should watch it. Oh, he's the freaking guy with an eye patch. He's the fucking guy with the eye patch. Oh, he's so hot. What was his name? Eugene? Was his name Eugene? Eugene GBS. Yeah, it's Eugene. Eugene. I can't believe I remember his name. I remember he played GBF for a bit during the anniversary event. You know, the ones with a bunch of gacha, like a bunch of rules. And I liked Rakam a lot. Rakam's also voiced by someone I like. Yugen hot. They're freaking cool, man. The OD signs in GBF are just freaking good. Yeah, free rules. Do they still do that? The Yukari Loli. Is that the one with the... with the nursery... No, that's not a nursery uniform. It's like... I don't know. There was this loli I liked in GBF. She was one of the first lolis I got. But she has like short brown hair, I think. And she had like a jumper dress. And she looked really frilly. Really cute. Did you watch the Soya song version? No, I don't think I did. Because I'm not really into GBF. I just like the characters. Oh my god. I mean, I see this trio a lot. Along with the ramen guy. But I haven't watched this yet. Oh, I hear the train. There's like a train outside my house. And you hear it. It's like boop, boop, boop. It's like that. Yeah, I ran out of things to talk about. I kind of ran out of things to talk about. But, basically, the important news is that I'm coming back on the 25th. I won't be streaming on the 25th, but I'll be releasing my schedule on the 26th. So, yeah, we're gonna meet again soon. You guys can keep up for a month, right? Go look up GBF Soya and watch it right now? I can't. I'm on the phone. I won't be able to hear it properly. Yeah, I'm gonna... Every time I talk to you guys, my nose becomes really itchy. I don't know why. Feb 25? Yeah, I'm coming back on Feb 25. And I'll have to announce it right now. Actually, you guys should comment on my tweet when I announce it. Support my tweet. Since you guys miss me so much, I'm gonna be back in the Philippines and we'll be streaming soon after. So look forward to it, my Vargalantes. And then I'll put some emojis to look nice. And then you guys have to be like, oh my god. Pretend you heard the news for the first time, right? And I'm like, oh my god, Virgil. I missed you so much. Oh, I can't wait. Okay? Oh, wait. I forgot to freaking put the date. Wait. Scuff. Wait. Take two. I forgot to freaking put the date. I'll be back in the Philippines on February 25, and we'll be streaming soon after. So, and we'll be streaming again soon after. Okay, now you guys can like it. Stop misspelling Virginantes. Hey, I'm being nice right now. Okay, since we haven't met in a long time. There you go. I deleted it because I freaking did a mistake. Now you guys have to pretend you never said the tweet and be like, finally, Virgil, I was already dying. I couldn't take it anymore. I was going to be admitted to a mental hospital. I'm so happy. Where's the comments? There you go. OMG, Virgil, I miss you. Come on, keep it coming. Come on, support, support. Mom, get the Cal River, it's coming back. Can you hear the train? You can hear the train. It's like that. I have a Steam Deck. Bro, I'm too lazy to freaking use my Steam Deck to open YouTube and whatever. Comment TV is pressuring me to type something. You're a freaking snitch. You're a fucking snitch. You know that? You snitched. No, nobody's going to believe you. Don't back him up. Nobody back him up in the comments. Nobody be like, yes, she totally did that. Don't do that. Okay? I'm still waiting for you guys' comments. Sorry, what's this? Fuck you. Fuck it, I'm not liking your comment. You're gonna get a... I'll give you a nerd emoji. There you go. There you go. I expected you to say something like, sorry, who is this? So I decided to give you a freaking nerd emoji. Actually, you do the nerd emoji really well, though. But you're more important. Wow. Wow. Patnayin mo nga. Ipagdaban mo nga, oh. Kung mas importante, oh. Oh my god, Virgil's coming back. I miss her so much. That's not even acting, bro. I've seen your tweets. I know you've been like dying. I don't even know how you're still alive. Who the fuck posted Dreamy Bull? That one of you guys isn't even acting. I told you guys to act surprised, but now you're. But you're like, no, I missed Virgil. That's not even acting, because, you know, I still see your tweets, especially if I'm, like, followed. I'm not saying any names. I'm nice like that. I'm not exposing anyone. Actually, I'm just not saying names, because I'm not sure if it will allow me to say names. I actually remember last Twitter space, I did say names last Twitter space. And there's only a few of you guys right now, so why not? You're not supposed to see those. Well, they show up on my freaking Twitter, so you blame them. You blame Twitter, okay? My honest reaction. There you go, now I announce. I don't feel like announcing to Facebook, though. I don't really know if people still care about Facebook. I'm pretty sure my algorithm is freaking dead in Facebook, so I don't really care anymore. Oh, my God, Virgil is calling back. We missed you. I really miss you because insert reason here will be waiting. Please add personalized when you copy paste. I will wait patiently, but only for... I'm not giving that a hard... I will wait patiently, but only for 25 turns. After that, I will begin my assault. What do you mean assault? Bro, you never change. You never change. What the fuck do you mean assault? I'm not... Okay, plan has changed. I'm not coming back to the Philippines anymore. I do not feel safe. I do not feel safe. I think I'm safer in the bar in New York City. Are you scribbling something? No, I'm not. Is this a thing you're hearing? No, I'm just touching my leg. It's still Thursday, second sem. So whenever someone comes up to me and asks what I'm doing, I tell them, oh, I'm listening to Bridget, then proceed to max up the volume. Put it right next to their ear too so that they hear me. And then tell me that a stranger or a mutual friend or an acquaintance is listening right now so that I can scream really loudly into the mic. anything is safer than a country that literally has the police come beat there.
Yeah, and Bisaya people, bro.
leave it to how to be cringe. You guys are freaking cringe too. You guys are no better. You guys are like freaking cringe in all in every in your own way, right? And so am I. How do I reply to this one? How do I reply to this? There, I just put a clown emoji instead. Have you ever got asked your age at the bar? No, because the moment we sat on the counter, my cousin took my card and presented it immediately. Because, like, everybody was saying, Virgil, make sure to bring your card or else they'll, like, interrogate you and not let you drink. The chat reflects the streamer. Hey, I don't send threats to people. What else have I been doing? I don't know. I've just been spending time with my family. You know, wholesome stuff. I haven't had a hair breakdown in a month, so that's almost surpassing my milestone. And I don't know. I like spending time with my family. I think it's a good feeling not being locked in your room the entire day. It's like, how do I explain this? Yes, being alone is nice, but when you're like sad in some stuff in something, hanging out with like people you like, it's like a refreshener, you know? It's like a refreshener. Even if it's not about sad stuff, even though you guys aren't like drinking, venting out your problems. Because I spent time with my younger cousins, right? Like, I was the oldest one because my older cousins didn't arrive. And you know, it was kind of like refreshing, you know? So when I came back, I felt better. Alright, good luck in class. Ireto mo ko sa teacher mo. Kung lalaki. What? What do you mean I haven't sent you anything yet? Being around kids makes it pretty hard to be depressed. Especially if there's a freaking baby. The baby's so cute. Baby fever. No. When I was younger, I was like, I don't ever want to have kids. I'm just gonna die alone. I don't want kids. And now I'm like, I kind of want a baby. God damn it. I don't know how to turn off the heater. It's kind of getting warm here. Send death threats. I was backing you up. Come on, I don't even send you death threats. Because you're always here to hear them. So I don't have to like personally send you a death threat. Okay, anong JK? Ireto mo. Tell him to watch my streams. Maybe he'll be another vigilante. Maybe he'll overthrow Carso and Jello. Baby fever and terrible taste in it. What do you mean? My freaking favorite character in Bakanda is a loving boyfriend and husband, I think. He's a loving husband. That's my favorite character in Bakanda. Kids kind of liven up the place, whether you like them or not. And I'm going, yeah, because you're so innocent. You don't really... Because, okay... When I'm with some, like, another circle of friends, I like them a lot, but, like, they're kind of sad, and it's nice venting with them, but, you know, the sadness still festers inside, you know? Like, you still feel like shit. Like, you feel refreshed, but it's still in your mind. But when I'm with younger kids, like my cousins, right? It just feels like there's nothing to worry about. I don't have to worry about anything when they come home or all that stuff. Because they're innocent. They don't really have any bad things to think about. So you don't have to worry about bad stuff unless, you know, they're going through bad situations. Unless you're not, because my family is nice, you know? Oh yeah, I freaking asked my mom to buy me Takis because like Zomers love Takis, right? I don't really like them. You guys can have them. There's like a bunch of small Takis in this box, and I can probably give a pack to one of you, like each vigilante right now. Kids trust you so much. Yeah, no, I'm not gonna be freaking shut up because I'm talking about my cousins here. Can you stop being weird? God, you guys are so cringe. Kids trust you so much. It's impossible to be cynical, or anything. Yeah, the thing that makes me happy about my younger cousins is that they all seem to idolize me for some reason. They all seem to idolize me. Cause like you guys remember See the Genshin fan? I made a mistake there. Like I didn't keep a close eye on her. She turned into a Genshin fan, but she looks up to me. And Jay looks up to me too, and it's just adorable. I don't know. They're like, I want to be like Virgil when I grow up. I want to draw like her when I grow up. Virgil's so cool. I think Virgil's so cool. And like, what? Nah. Nikocado's favorite food. Guys, have you seen that freaking Nikocado video with Meat Cannon and that other guy? That was freaking funny. Bobby idolizes you, so we understand. Actually, Mimi, you guys idolizing me is way weirder because you guys are like older than me. My sister came over for the holidays, and the main thing she apparently came for was to show her Genshin account and brag to me, lol. So, how did you react? How did you react? Oh yeah, my cousin was asking me. He was like Jay was asking me, Ate Virgil, I went to this convention with my dad and I saw that guy of like it was the guy with a helmet with a purple line in his in the middle. What's his name? And I'm like, oh, that's Bondred from Made in Abyss. And he's like, Made in Abyss, can I watch it? And then I'm like, yeah, sure, but it's kind of dark. And then he's like, that's okay. After Virgil, I heard that you like Berserk, so I watched Berserk too, the old anime. And I was like, huh? You're 12. You're 12. I didn't even watch Berserk when I was 12. When I was 12, what I watched was freaking Yu-Gi-Oh. Wait, no, that was when I was 10. When I was so, what I watched was freaking, actually no, it's not as good. I mean, it's Corpse Party, but I think Berk is like, it hits more, you know? She's obsessed with Kayak. Ew! I actually don't really like any of the playable characters in Genshin. I don't like any of the male playable characters in Genshin. He really hates Griffith. My younger cousin Jay really hates Griffith. And then like when I told him, oh yeah, me too, Jay. I like Berserk. I do. No. I told him I do like Berserk. And then he started like copying Guts. He was like Griffith, like he was doing that. It was so cute. Oh, Venti is cute. Venti's totally cute. Venti made me like fanboys for a bit. Time to duel. Actually, I like fanboys ever since I was young, I guess, but it's really rare for me to like fanboys now. I like Marek Ishtar from Yu-Gi-Oh, so that makes me a fanboy enjoyer because he looks like a fanboy. He even has his midriff exposed, bro. Venti is cute. I love him. Actually, it's 1:24, so I should probably go to sleep now. I hope this copium was enough for you guys. I'll probably try to do it more. But again, I do have plans with my family. I want to spend a lot of time with them before I go back to the Philippines. So, yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed. I really missed you guys. I hate being sappy. But I did miss you guys. And I did feel bad about not being active. I wanted to take a break from social media. But I'm glad some of you guys were understanding. But yeah. I did miss you guys. If I didn't, then I wouldn't have done this Twitter space, right? Okay. Good night, everyone. Or no, good afternoon in the Philippines. Good night from New Jersey. Okay. Good night. Bye-bye. Atsa Virgil. Love y'all.